From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Reaction intensifies against North Korea's purported nuclear test. South Korea says it will resume loudspeaker propaganda broadcast into North Korea on Friday in response to Pyongyang's nuclear test earlier this week. The action by Seoul comes as U.S. President Barack Obama pledges to work with leaders of South Korea and Japan in presenting a united response to North Korea's testing. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe addressed lawmakers Thursday on North Korea. Abe said, "This morning I held a phone conference with President Obama. We agreed that the provocative act by North Korea was unacceptable, and through a measure by the United Nations Security Council, the two nations will lead the international community." The U.S. has dispatched planes from its base in Okinawa to gather intelligence about North Korea's claim of testing a hydrogen bomb. The U.S. and other world powers have voiced skepticism about Pyongyang's claim. Demonstrators turned out in Seoul Thursday carrying signs denouncing North Korea and burning a likeness of the leader, Kim Jong-un, in effigy. Less than a week ago, Kim reached out to South Korea seeking high-level peace talks this year. U.S. stocks opened sharply lower for the second consecutive day Thursday after China again suspended stock trading because of a massive sell-off and allowed the yuan to further decline. In addition, oil prices slumped to near 12-year lows, raising concerns over the state of the global economy. Beijing securities regulator cut off trading just 14 minutes after the benchmark Shanghai Composite Index opened on Thursday. This is VOA News. French police shot and killed a man as he tried to attack a police station Thursday, the first anniversary of the Islamic extremist assault on the offices of Charlie Hebdo magazine. The man was carrying a knife and appeared to be wearing an explosives vest, although it later turned out to be a fake, according to French officials. Officials also say the man was thought to have shouted, "Allahu Akbar, God is great," before police shot him to death. He has not yet been identified. News of the attack came just after French President François Hollande outlined new security guidelines for armed police officers as he commemorated the three police officers who died defending the French citizens in last year's Charlie Hebdo attacks. A United States military spokesman says U.S.-led coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren also told reporters the terror group has lost sizable amounts of its territory in Iraq and Syria, but he says IS is still pitting up its resistance, especially in one city.
In Ramadi, counterterror service forces continue clearing eastward into the core of the inner city. They've encountered enemy contact consisting of IEDs, machine gun fire, RPGs, and sniper fire. Coalition airstrikes continue to enable their advance.
Warren said Iraqi forces clearing Ramadi discovered civilians who were killed execution style and others who had been used as human shields by IS. The diplomatic crisis between Iran and Saudi Arabia intensified Thursday, with Tehran banning all Saudi imports and accusing Riyadh of conducting deliberate airstrikes on its embassy in Yemen. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said the alleged air attacks in the Yemeni capital were a violation of all international conventions that protect diplomatic missions. Saudi Arabia is carrying out a campaign of airstrikes in Yemen in support of forces fighting against Iranian-backed Houthi Shiite rebels. Riyadh has not commented on the Iranian accusations. A powerful El Niño-influenced storm has hit the coast of California, dumping much-needed rains on a state stricken with severe drought. Much of the state's coastline saw heavy winds and rain late Wednesday, toppling trees, causing car crashes, and flooding streets and streams. No serious property damage or injuries were reported, but forecasters expect another round of storms to hit later Thursday. The rains were a relief to the state, which is experiencing an historic drought, but the Los Angeles mayor, Eric Garcetti, warned Wednesday the rainfall is not enough. And just 3 weeks after opening in theaters, Star Wars: The Force Awakens has become the top-grossing film of all time in North America, according to the Disney Company.
That's the latest world news from VOA.